Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our Palace of Peace Blog Talk Radio. It's been a while since we've last chatted to you, but it's all been because we've been all tied up in all the extraordinary energies that are some days belting us from pillar to post, and other days nurturing and cuddling us, and then other days kind of like ripping out things from the unconscious. So it's been a pretty extraordinary ride. So welcome again, and thank you for tuning in and listening to us. Hi, Faith. We have Faith Parent Hendrickson with us today as well, my co-host. How are you, Faith?
Hi, Michelle. I'm feeling the effects of the project, so I'm really glad we're meeting today and talking about all that's going on to help others that would like to know what's going on and some of the effects they may be feeling too. And it's really great to hear your voice again and reconnect.
It is great. Yes, thank you, Faith. It's been quite a while. I actually, for the life of me, cannot even remember when we did our last broadcast because so much has happened.
I don't have my diary. I know.
Don't worry. I mean, from one week to the next, it feels like an entire month passes as one week just crosses into the next week. It's only the 1st of March. I think to myself, oh my gosh, it feels like it's 6 months into the year already. Come on.
Indeed, it does.
So, yes, it's an extraordinary time for all of us. For those of you who are following our projects and that, it's definitely getting to know Lord Uranus's energy on a whole new level. And for those of you who are not currently following our projects, but are just interested in knowing what we're getting up to, our current project, which is the third phase of a four phase, in other words, more or less 12-month project that we've been focusing on in relation to the Middle East specifically. But there's been other countries that have been pulled into this entire 12-month project. All these countries mirroring some kind of energy that's tied into the Middle East and the connections between these different countries and the Middle East. And the countries that have been connected up to the Middle East project in its four phases is Hungary and Romania. And Hungary and Romania have played a key role in Middle East phase one, and again in Middle East phase four, which is the next project after this one, beginning the end of April, which hopefully will entail us taking a trip to Romania itself. I actually got word back from my organizer, Kim Lings, of Now Travel yesterday. And it looks like, based on the itinerary that we're looking at and the time that we've got, we might only be able to focus on a physical trip to Romania. But she's going to come back to me and confirm that. So hopefully within the next 3 weeks, we'll have that itinerary up and running. So those of you who are even living in Romania or close to Romania who would like to join up with us, that would be really exciting. But the reason why Romania is connected into the Middle East Phase 4 is because, or the Middle East project as a whole, is because of this powerful belt of sacred crystal energy that's held within the entire Middle East belt itself, which is connected to the Bucegi Mountains in Romania, where this 50,000-year-old technology was discovered back in, I think it was 2003 or 2006. I'm speaking under correction now. But it was round about there. So it's actually a very recent discovery. If you would like to know more about it, I suggest you read the book called Transylvanian Sunrise. And it's by Peter Moon and I can't remember the other guy's name. I think Sinmar is his surname. I'll look it up for you now and put the link up for you. But an absolutely extraordinary book to read. in relation to these 50,000-year-old ancient technology, which is way past modern technology in terms of where we are at in our development, but it's been there for 50,000 years. It's been discovered. It is the most phenomenal connection of energy. And the reason why I was so excited when I read the book is because some time ago, and again, forgive me, I can't recall which project it is because, you know, there's just so much energy and information being channeled through me on, you know, almost a daily basis that I lose track of what is what. But Katumi Agrippa at Mary Magdalene have been speaking about how getting to know ourselves and completely deconditioning ourselves of all the imprinting and coding that we've been imprinted with by the world as we know it, that by deconditioning ourselves from this, we become empty vessels. And I had a vision. It was like a dream come vision. It was like one of those lucid moments. And I've spoken about this at length before and written about it, where these massive motherships that had been cloaked in clouds for as long as we can remember suddenly uncloaked themselves, and descending from these motherships were all these other smaller ships, but just besides that, they were all military. And besides that, there were these beings that were, you know, disembarking from these ships, but it wasn't, I can't describe how it is the whole process was happening. But anyway, they went for every single human soul that was still trapped in the old illusion. And what happened was immediately every soul or person lost their mouth. And if you can think of the mask that was put over Hannibal in that movie Silence of the Lambs, it looked very similar to that, but it had like an almost like a pearlescent, opalescent color, but it was just these masks over everyone's face, but the face became the mask, so it wasn't something on top of the skin. That was how everyone changed, but the only people or souls that weren't changed were those who were fully enlightened, fully aware of themselves, and not attached to any of the old world paradigm conditionings, none of the false matrix stuff. So when I read this Transylvanian Sunrise, and as a spoiler alert, just so in case I'm not giving you the whole story, but basically one of the things that really stood out to me was when the gentleman who was writing the book had accompanied one of these very prominently placed people who was in charge of investigating everything. The only way that they could move from the outside space basically into or past this field of energy was the guy who was most aligned with himself. These are people that are taken as special children from very young ages because they're already displaying very unique, above average Faith, help me out here. What's the word
abilities?
I'm looking for? Yes,
abilities?
That's it. So he was one of these people at the age of, I think it was around about 10, was removed from his parents' home because ever since he was tiny, and I mean little toddler of 2 years old, he would just sit in absolute silence. And then suddenly pop out and say something. But what he was actually doing, he was spending all of his time outside of his body, most of his time in like a state of meditation. So the abilities that he had mastered as a result were off the chart, and I mean off the planet, actually. And these are the kinds of people that they have in these positions dealing with this very kind of highly advanced off-planet technology that's been discovered all over our planet. And part of the work that we are doing is tying into these incredibly powerful hotspots across the planet where tangible proof of off-planet technology is being discovered, amongst many other things. So this is why the Bucegi Mountains is such an important part of our Middle East Phase 4 project, but has been playing a very important role in everything that we're doing thus far. So the great excitement in seeing the confirmation that us completely knowing ourselves, being deconditioned from all of these inhibiting conditions that we've been trapped in, means that we are untouchable and invisible to these forces that were coming in to basically just, you know, sweep up and take up whatever was there. And this one I'm referring specifically to my dream vision campaign, where it was clear that the less baggage we carried, the more invisible we became. So with the current project we're dealing with at the moment, Middle East Phase 3, which includes South Africa and Zimbabwe, which are these extra countries that I was mentioning that are being brought into the project, we've been working with the planet Uranus, who we very fondly called Lord Uranus. And Uranus is currently in the constellation of Aries, squaring Cancer, squaring Capricorn, and it's causing so much upheaval and shocking change and shocking revelations. It's breaking through all the old paradigm barriers. It is rebelling with a cause and shattering all of the false matrices. And Uranus is the energy that upgrades absolutely everything that is old. So this particular project has been working in depth with the deconditioning process. And that deconditioning process is being deconditioned from all of our Saturn imprints. So everything that we've had to deal with in this lifetime in relation to our Saturn placement in our chart is as a result of Lord Uranus's current energetic impulses rattling our cages, causing tremors in our foundations, and for some people a complete collapse, an earthquake where the entire foundation is collapsing. Because Lord Uranus is currently moving in direct motion through the constellation of Aries, and Aries is the forerunner. It is innovative, it is impulsive, it's the leader, it's bringing something new. And although it might appear irrational and impulsive and, you know, coming with short bursts of energy, Aries is still the beginning of something new. Aries is the first constellation of the zodiac, so it's a completely new start. Everything is basically starting from scratch. So the more you and I surrender to the current cosmic energies, the better we are able to actually deal with the intensity of what we as a global community are currently experiencing. Now, the other thing that I found incredibly amazing and made so much sense in one of the books I've been, I was studying, which is part of my study material through Uranus, and forgive me, I don't have the book with me right here to give you the title, but the author was saying that 75% of the Earth's population disregards or completely denies the Uranus impulse, be it on a personal, individual level, or on a collective level. So that means the remaining 25% of us who do respond to these challenges and changes and choose to rise above the debilitations of this lifetime's journey, we are carrying so much energy and so much responsibility, because there's 25% of us now, you know, getting the whole new energy in place and kind of like, you know, if you think of Atlas trying to hold up the world kind of thing, that is what's happening. But it is not the responsibility of the 25% to carry the burden of the 75% who are not willing to deal with their own life journey. Now, what was also said in this book is that he was saying, for instance, like a third of humanity will be very into, you know, making things change and be supportive of the change, and another third of humanity is totally indifferent. They actually do not give. They don't give a damn whether it changes or it not. And then the remaining third, who is dead set against it, so will absolutely oppose the third that wants to bring all the change. And then we've got that third that just that disregards all of that. And for me, that makes sense. I'm not saying that is 100% accurate. It is information that I've taken based on my studies, and it's Jeffrey Wolf Green. I've just remembered the author, and his work is absolutely amazing. So, according to him, this is his theory, and I tend to agree with it. It makes sense in terms of us looking at society in general and where the greater part of society currently is at, which is all tied into, you know, all the lust consciousness. And when I speak of lust consciousness, I'm speaking about greed, which is the lust for money, the lust for fame, the lust for whatever it is. There's even, you know, fear, any kind of fear, like a deep-seated fear, then eventually becomes a lust for whatever it is one is trying to get away from in terms of those fears. And this is part of the deconditioning process. So it's been an incredibly intensive time for us. Mother Earth herself is also under intense pressure at the moment, because she is also a living, breathing organism just like we are. And, you know, if anyone wants to argue that with us, we see Mother Earth. She is living, breathing. She's an organism. There are human beings living on planet Earth who are living, breathing organisms. Our food, healthy food that is, that feeds and nurtures our body, is grown from Mother Earth, where there's minerals and nutrients. It's a living, breathing organism. So Mother Earth as herself is also a being of consciousness. And as much as we are undergoing incredible and vast dimensions of life experience and personal realization, Mother Earth as a being, as a consciousness within our solar system and within the universe, she's also undergoing her personal journey of further awakening and ascension, whatever word we human beings want to slap on that and label it, whatever it is. But Mother Earth herself is power, because she too is under attack. Have a look at how many off-planet races and beings are fighting to have control over Earth as a planet. So this is again where it brings me back to what I understood in terms of what Jeffrey Wolf Green was saying in relation to only there's 75% of the Earth's citizens that do not respond to that Uranian impulse. And this then brings about very harsh and shocking change for those 75%, because they are not responding or surrendering, rather, to this natural flow of energy, which comes forth in the form of these planetary spirits through the sacred art of astrology, which I study and utilize as a tool, not a crutch. So with my astrological knowledge, I have been able to, in my personal capacity, monitor and at least put in a certain amount of process just to support myself when the going really gets rough. And sometimes it gets so rough that, yeah, it is a little bit difficult to stand up and dust yourself off immediately, but at least it keeps, for me, it keeps me sane, knowing that this is a cycle that we're going through. This is the reason why it's happening. And in order for me to be able to get through it with my head in one piece is by following the rules of what each initiation or journey or challenge is presenting to me in those moments. So I just want to encourage everyone out there to keep on going. It is intense at the moment for a very specific reason, because all the years of input and intentions that we have been radiating out into the ethers, projecting to spirit, all the responses are coming back. The change is happening. The return of the golden age of peace, it's in the process of returning. So we've asked for all of this. Now it's time to go with the flow, intervention, and incredible beliefs that we are receiving, and trust the flow and just focus on deconditioning ourselves from everything that is false and not supporting our personal journey. And my truth might not resonate with your truth. That doesn't matter. I'm not here to argue whether your truth or my truth is the right one or the wrong one. I'm here to say, if you find a truth that truly, truly resonates with you, and that is going to get you to wherever it is that you want to go or be, then follow it. Mine is just one way that I do it, one way that I express it, and I share it with others who really, really enjoy it. So, Faith, I don't know if that makes sense, if you can expound on that in terms of what our listeners are listening to here, because I've babbled on for 20 minutes there.
Well, there's a lot of very good information. And I think that probably the most important thing is, as we've talked about from the beginning of the year, is recognizing that this year is, in fact, the biggest year for personal change. And just to back up a little bit, we talk about astrology, but people need to understand that we don't have a typical astrological training or background. It is based on medieval astrology with ancient teachings, but updated to include, I guess you might call it, of what the age of, you know, peace and the golden age is coming in, with a awareness of some of the modern astrology practices, kind of like, up, like you said, upgrading new information.
Yes.
With old. Would you say that? I think that's important to note. Would you agree?
Well, absolutely, yes. And I mean, the upgrading of information just now, and I'm sorry I'm jumping the gun a bit, but the upgrading of all these energies is in actual fact the key component in our 7-week or 8-week project starting on the 16th of March, which I've called the Gossamer Grids. Well, that was the name that was given to me by the beings who channel information to, and, you know, who communicate with me telepathically. And these Gossamer Grids are fine energies that have been designed by our Supreme Creator to now connect with each person. And it's like a new skin that we are now connecting with, a new skin growing around our energy field in the form of these Gossamer Grids, which is containing all of the upgraded codes in relation to all of the planets or the planetary spirits who animate us through the relationship and connection that they have based on the our astrological blueprint, based on the aspects and how each planet communicates with the other in accordance with the time of our birth, the day and the place that we were born in. So with this upgrade of energy that we all experiencing now, because remember, everything, life as we knew it, came to an end on the 21st of December 2012. That meant that entire blueprint was then down, those doors closed, and the beginning of a whole new creation is what was opened. So we are at the point now where we are experiencing almost like a very deep inner purge of those old conditionings from everything pre-21st December 2012. And this is this very unsettling transition stage that we're finding ourselves in as a result of all these upgrades, because we on a personal level are upgrading. Uranus is the higher octave of Mercury. Thus, we are learning how to tap into our higher mind, how to use those higher faculties, higher wisdom, higher consciousness, higher awareness, which the higher mind helps us to connect with, because it is aspects of ourselves on a higher vibration that eventually penetrates those very dense aspects of consciousness that keep us, you know, in a state of cloudiness or brain fog or disconnected from what our true purpose is. So Uranus's lightning bolt energy in Aries at the moment is shattering all of these. It's almost like the way I see it is it's like a layer of energy between our subconscious and our unconscious that has been there for such a long time. And we've now reached deep enough within our own self for this this barrier between the subconscious and the unconscious and the more enlightened aspects of ourselves to now crack open. So the light of our higher mind shines through and we connect on a personal level, an individual level, to these incredibly powerful aspects of ourselves, which then enable us as a global community, as a group mind, a higher group mind, to connect in the ways Palace of Peace group is connected, and we work together supporting one another and encouraging and inspiring one another to work through these very painful, very you know, unsettling aspects of our conditioning that has either followed us from many past incarnations, or perhaps it's something really important just from this incarnation alone that needs to be finally mastered. But either way, Faith, you're absolutely right. Everything is being upgraded, ourselves included. And because there are no reference points that we can attach ourselves to, because it's a completely new stage, it's a whole new arena that we are now having to adapt to and see that it's no longer a case of our world, our personal world, being driven by what those 75% believe is supposed to be the norm. We, the 25%, are really now making a stand, and that energy is being felt. So if we think of all the light workers and light warriors across the globe in their personal capacity who are sincerely committed to really rising above their own pain, their debilitations and their karma and meet their dharma, this is what is strengthening the energy that the entire planet is feeling at the moment, because there's been sufficient energy to set the intention in motion that the darkness meet the light, which is exactly what our Middle East Phase 3 project is all about, the darkness meeting the light. So, it's just so amazing.
This is really wonderful news. And as it relates to Jeffrey's book and the third, you know, the population, would you say that because of what you've just explained post-December 21, 2012, that all of these, the Uranian energies of breaking through these imprints, et cetera, those thirds, it doesn't matter. Everyone is having the opportunity to respond.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, if we look at Uranus, you know, in direct motion in Aries at the moment, Aries being the first sign of the zodiac wheel, which means if we just look at the natural wheel of the zodiac, Uranus is in the first house, which means it's a whole new beginning. It is, we also coming to the final stage of the age of Pisces, although we're moving into the age of Aquarius, which is moving sort of, you know, Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, etc., we still have to take into consideration Aries is the first sign, and that is where Uranus is bringing all of this change. He's also shattering all of the aspects of the ego that needs to also rise up and grow into itself, where it's not just all about being the first, fighting for what they want in terms of, you know, spilling blood and war and all those things that the age of Aries would represent, but it's about using Aries as an innovator, as a newfound energy, rather than it being this fool who's now stepping out on the journey for the first time. But in a manner of speaking, that is also what's happening, because we are like young fools stepping out on this new journey in this new world. We don't know what to expect. The only map that we have is what we feel in our hearts, following and honoring our truth. And the other map is the heavenly map that's, you know, spirit or our supreme creator gave us, because it's written in the stars. So if we have that knowledge, or at least are able to follow that knowledge through the people who understand it, then it becomes much more soul enriching. But for the people who are not really responding as we are, they are getting caught up in these tidal waves of mass fear and panic, because everything's changing. The economy is crashing, global warming, all the things that have been spoken about for, you know, maybe two decades already, if not longer, saying, you know, this is where the planet is headed. And, you know, the 75% that are not responding to it now, Uranus in Aries is just blasting fireballs in all directions. And it is affecting everyone. And even if they are not following any kind of pathway similar to ours, these people are still having shocking experiences. Their lives are being turned upside down. Or, you know, for them, there might be some really wonderful things happening, and suddenly for the first time there's breakthroughs. They're getting, you know, that ship is sailed for them, or, you know, it's coming to the harbor for them, rather, not sailed. So it's different for everyone depending on where that break point, where the most pressure is in their life. And, you know, being retrenched from jobs, you know, we in South Africa are currently experiencing one of the biggest crises we've had. I mean, in terms of, you know, no employment, we are now busy facing, our currency is busy facing being listed as junk status. I mean, that is what absolute sad, sorry mess, you know, our current president has left our country in. So South Africans in themselves, it's blowing up. Our entire higher education system is falling apart because people are now protesting, but they're using violence and aggression. They're burning buildings. They're burning all the artwork from the previous government. It's crazy. So there, the Aries energy is, you know, trying to pioneer a new way and wants things updated and upgraded. But the way that they're going and asking for it is filled with all that Aries anger and wrath and violence, and they destroying everything. Yes, it's going to be built up again, but for instance, the South Africans who are currently under this higher education trauma and turmoil are using the the immature aspects of Aries to get what they want. And what this is now, what it's actually also fueled open is the mass tension between whites and blacks, because it appears as if the racism card is just kind of like turned around now, where not all black people, but there are certain, groups of black people that are very much against white people and would want to eradicate the whole of South Africa from white people. So this is a perfect example of how Uranus in Aries is just, you know, throwing lightning bolts everywhere, but it's where change is needed. And yes, change is needed in the higher education of South Africa, but change is always also needed in terms of how white South Africans and black South Africans stand alongside each other, because there's such a rift there. And even black South Africans are fed up with how the black government post Thabo Mbeki, which is under the rule of Zuma, has ridden our country into the ground. So actually, from the time that Mandela stepped down, there's been an absolute disaster. So everything that Mandela built up, our current government has managed to completely destroy. So we're back to where we were in 1994 when Mandela first stepped in.
Wow.
So, yeah. So there again, so that's giving you an example on a sort of the level of a country, how this energy is impacting. So we as individuals, we as, families, households, neighborhoods, suburbs, countries, and then the planet, we are all experiencing something on some or other level. And whatever is happening on the inside is being reflected in the external world. And again, this is where I feel the 25% has that major, or that extra responsibility, because we're doing so much inner work because we want our external world to reflect our inner world. But because it's so much extra responsibility on us to make such a big change, it is also now putting pressure on those 75% to either now shift with the flow or to move out the way. And what we mean by that is, shift with the flow or move out the way. This is where, eventually, if, humanity doesn't get it, this is when there's going to be the reset button set. So it's kind of like, okay, they did it again, reset button, and here it comes. All the earth changes and people leave en masse, because here we go, based just on what this gentleman says in his book, 75% of the people do not respond to these changes or to these upgrades in their life. So I trust that makes sense, Faith.
Yes. And quite frankly, I was so impressed by that book, I now own it, thanks to you.
Ah, awesome. It's a really great
book.
It's
a great book. And quite frankly, years ago, the mention of astrology, I would roll my eyes. And I found that it had no place in my life as anything positively contributing, because it was never accurate. And a lot of that was my experiences. Okay, my sun sign is who I am, which is so not true. So when we spoke earlier about the different astrologies, it's getting to know yourself in a rather different format and understanding that the time you were born, that breath you took, the horizon, the first thing that you saw, that's your imprint, if you will. That's your God's plan for you. And that's called your rising sign or your ascendant, and that's really who you are, your wit, your charm, your talent. And so when we talk about medieval astrology, there are some very basic differences, and really understanding that spirit animates us, which is through these planetary beings, and our soul influences us. So it's a very effective tool, studying it for me, going from, I really don't believe in this stuff, it'll be interesting to look into it, to being blown away with the accuracy of my own chart, to embracing it and taking the diploma course. So I just wanted to explain that what we're talking about goes back to the beginning of time, ancient documents, just fascinating material that if you are open to it, you will feel spirit differently in your life, which will invigorate you and resuscitate you. It's probably the best word to use. And Michelle's project that she's leading, the Middle East Phase 3 project with South Africa and Zimbabwe, you can find it at thepalaceofpeace.net. And look in the right margin on that page, because it is extremely life-changing if you're ready and willing to do some work and sit down and do what is outlined in each of those transcripts or MP3s that she's got posted. The big thing about going from the Piscean age into the Aquarian age, and I'm going to oversimplify it here, Michelle, and, you know, please add to it or correct me, but being empathic, specifically, understanding that Piscean energy is merging with everything, and the urge to be connected, and to, and its spirituality, and all of these beautiful, dreamy, loving things with no boundaries can run you over. And your energy and what you create and your abundance, your positive abundance, it's like it slips through your fingers. And so understanding yourself and being comfortable with who you are as an individual is key, and it's all part of that Uranian energy that rules Aquarius, the age we're going into, where you can be your quirky self and be confident in your light, and to have the support of beings, of people that you find that are like you, and realize, oh my gosh, we have this in common, but you may have your own flair to it. It is probably the most wonderful experience I could ever explain. At this time in my life, at 56 years old, I have been waiting for this, not feeling satisfied in the various jobs I've had, wondering if there was room for me in these places. Everybody always panicked. We're just patching problems. Everyone's exhausted. Nobody likes being at work, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is, your families are worn out. The kids are drained from school. Whatever it is that's going on, I can't emphasize enough the brilliance of being able to understand what's going on and being a part of it for yourself. And, yeah, that means being ahead of the pack, but if you're ready, you probably are, because you're listening to this conversation. And in between this project of the Middle East Phase 3, getting us more and more ready for that energy, and Phase 4 is this beautiful Gossamer Grids project that Michelle was just discussing. So there is a purpose for these projects for all of us, for all of humanity. We do these shows to help people understand what's going on. I hear a lot of conversations about people just not getting it, and then they go into fear. This is just what ignorance is. It's just not understanding what's going on. So if you have questions, please email us right into the show. Type something in the box there on the Facebook page, whatever we can do to help, because it's our responsibility and duty to our soul, to our Mother Earth, that we do all that we can to understand what these times are about. And sure, it's a struggle because we've never, ever been this far before as humanity. So unconsciously, we have nothing to tap into. So learning the new ways and being whole and having that self-awareness is everything. And it will definitely escort you into the higher ways. So, Michelle, is there anything I left out or you'd like to clarify or add?
No, Faith, I think you pretty much covered that very beautifully. But what I'd just like to do quickly before we continue, I see we have got someone who's called in. Now, I'm not too sure if this person would like to speak to us or they're just listening in. So I'm just going to unmute our caller just to make sure. Hold on a moment.
Sure.
Okay. Hi. Is that Greg?
Yep.
Greg,
hello,
yes. Hi. Thank you. Are you calling in to chat to us, or are you just listening?
For now, I'm just listening, but if you check back on me later, I'll probably have something to offer.
Okay, awesome. We'll do that. Great.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thanks, Greg. Thank you. Okay, thank you, Faith. So I just want to just quickly make one thing just clear, Faith. It was just a little mishap. Is Gossamer Grids is separate to Middle East Phase 4. It's a little project in between Middle East Phase 3 and Middle East Phase 4, but it is a preparation phase, which Phase 4 will take into a whole new level, because the Gossamer Grids, as I've already explained, being this fine, magnificent new energy that we are now attracting and being attracted to, is also becoming, how's the best way I can describe it? Actually, when I was given the vision of these energy grids, it looked like we were getting like an extra gold skin, but not attached to our skin, probably like a little aura around it, but it's a grid, and it vibrates this magnificent gold energy. It is such a beautiful gold, and that obviously is aligning with the blueprint of the golden age that we are working towards, wanting to manifest here on Earth. So these grids are such an incredibly soul-enriching energy. And I'm presenting it in 7 weeks for the participants. And then week 8, we'll have kind of like a wrap-up on anything. But the project will be available at the end of those 7 weeks. So if you can't attend with us live, don't worry. We'll have it available for you towards the end of April. But it's really a fantastic energy in that sense. Then as we move into Middle East Phase 4, with this, you know, 50,000-year-old technology and other off-planet advanced technologies that have been, you know, been kind of like hibernating here on Earth, I'm not 100% sure exactly how these energies are connected. That we will only know once, you know, stage 4 starts or phase 4 starts. But, you know, based on our experience with these projects, I at times sit in awe when I see how a project that we maybe did in, let's say, 2013, suddenly just kind of like merges into a project we're doing now in 2016, and all the dots are joined. And for me, they are just sitting in awe, because that's where I see how, you know, there's definitely other mechanisms at work just bringing all of this together, because I'm sorry, I can't take credit for the amazing dovetailing and joining of dots that comes together with the information and some of the projects. I'm sure you can elaborate on that, Faith.
Well, it's amazing some of the work you've done even in 2006.
Yes,
is being referenced or recently. It's Lord Uranus specifically. So
yeah.
I agree. It is, you can see that there is a higher plan, that we're not just left here.
Yes,
fledgling.
Absolutely.
So it's pretty amazing. But I have a lot of contact with people that aren't involved, that you're doing, and don't have the awareness, and there is a bit of deep concern because they just don't see things getting better, and probably combative situations in relationships, whether it's familial or in work. So I think that it's very important that we just explain to people that things look worse before they get better anytime you are revamping something. And so everyone who listens to this, and we do have a huge population that listens to the recordings, if there's anything we can do to help explain things better, Michelle and I do both write newsletters, and they're archived on our website to try to help explain these things. Please visit palaceofpeace.net. and faithparent.net, my website, for information to help spread this important time and to realize that sometimes you have to take down a structure or take it to its framework before it's made into something new. You know, Michelle, I don't know if your contacts may not be as your connections seem to probably be more highly informed, perhaps, with the new ways.
What you do in terms of the people who get my newsletters?
Yeah.
Faith, you know, I'll be honest with you, I cannot answer that question clearly, because, you know, my newsletter goes out and, you know, we've got so many people following on Facebook and in the Palace of Peace group. And you know, a lot of people, well, God bless their souls, most of the people in the newsletters knows how crazy busy I am. So, you know, they often will, you know, send me a message, "Oh, Michelle, I'm so sorry, I don't mean to bug you, I know how busy you are, and I feel so awful." And I think that's probably, you know, also resulted in, you know, people maybe not reaching out to me, because, you know, when it comes to my inbox, oh, heavens above,
true.
I tell you, I need a new blueprint for that inbox of mine, I'm telling you.
Right.
Because it is manic. I must say, I haven't mastered that one yet. So I get extremely overwhelmed because there's so many emails coming through, and then there's, you know, the normal things that I need to do on a day-to-day basis, and I lag behind it. So I'm going to say right here and now, my sincerest apologies to anyone who has sent me an email and has not received a reply. I am so sorry. It is highly likely that that has happened, because it's one of me, and I get on average 100 plus emails a day, and that just so many of them get lost in that. And I've tried different ways of categorizing it, and I still haven't got it right. So
right.
That's my little issue of having to try and master in the mundane world is emails.
Well, you know, and too, Michelle, this is one of the reasons why we do this show. So I really want to encourage people to email me then to offset
yes,
some of that traffic. And my email address is faith@faithparent.net. And I believe it's in the write-up for today's broadcast, because we really love doing these shows. And we really would like to know, what would you like to know? What are you going through? What are some of the pains you're experiencing in life that we could talk about, that you don't have to be extremely personal, but rather a big picture item or whatever you'd like to share? We'd be delighted to explain that, because one of the things that I know to be true over the years I've been doing this work is you'd be surprised how many people would say to you, when you think you're the only one, "Oh my God, are you kidding me? Me too." And so the more we can help people realize that they're supported and that they can move into who they're trying to be, the lives they're trying to have, that's all supportive of this Aquarian age and the new gold print. So please, you know, use this platform for anything that you might need help with. It's how we change the world. If you remember, or if you've heard our other broadcasts, the way we bring change is it's got to be an inner job first, and then it helps our families, our communities, and we change the world. So don't think you have to be some big famous person doing some big famous work. You just need to be you and start where you are, and that's where change happens.
Absolutely agreed with you. Thank you for that, Faith. And you know, tomorrow we actually, our activation week commences, which means for the next 7 days, there are going to be some very powerful dispensations of energy being released through Mother Earth's atmosphere, being absorbed by, you know, all open and receptive souls who are ready to receive these codes of energy that enables the darkness within to meet our own light, as well as the darkness in the external world in the form of ignorance and conditional love, etc., to also meet the light of unconditional love and trust and faith, and learn to trust these new energies. And I think, Faith, this is probably the number one challenge that so many people are facing is this real? Can we trust? Because it's been, for most of us, from on a conscious level, it's been a lifetime of struggle. Now suddenly we are being asked to trust, to let go, you know, to move away from relationships that are abusive and no longer supporting us. And you mentioned something earlier on about the people, you know, that are having very sort of, you know, violent changes in their relationships. Aries, the opposite of Aries is Libra, and Libra is all about relationships. So Uranus in Aries is opposing Libra. So there is going to be the shift and push for breakthroughs in relationships, be it marriage relationships or business partnerships. It doesn't matter. It's the relationships as such, but primarily our love relationships, because Libra wants the balance, the peace, the fairness. It will come up with any kind of strategy to try and implement balance and fairness. So when there is imbalance or the lack of justice, injustice and unfairness, the energy is going to flip over to Aries, where it then pulls in that pioneering, aggressive, innovative, and unfortunately impulsive energy, where we see that impulsive side then, you know, manifesting as riots and, you know, civil wars and that kind of thing. So we are now having to say, okay, fine, you're telling me after 49 years of swallowing all of this nonsense and BS and, you know, putting in all the work and doing all the things I've been told to do, and it's still a struggle. Now you're telling me just to, like, you know, sit back and go, okay, guys, you know, I'll trust you to handle all of this. It's difficult. It's difficult because we as human beings are emotional, and regardless of what is going on, we as human beings experience our emotions as real. When we feel something emotionally, it feels real, regardless of whether it's an illusion or a reality. So we're dealing with an entire planet's resistance on a certain level to trusting that things are now going to be different, that this really is the time where things are changing, and that if we surrender to unconditional love, no longer are we going to be subjected to whatever abuse there is. And because there are so many deeply, deeply wounded souls out there, what's the word I'm trying to use? I think in a way it's for us, the, let's call it the 25% that are responding, to be compassionate to a degree with those who are absolutely just, excuse my language, scared shitless at the moment. It is like I want to trust, I want to believe, but all hell is breaking loose. They don't see it as the deconditioning experience. It just is, my whole world is falling apart. How am I supposed to trust in these changes when my entire foundation has fallen out from underneath me? So that is definitely one area I would love to support, you know, our community out there in coming to understand, as you said, Faith, sometimes things appear to get worse before they get better. And in actual fact, I can just use a little example here for those of you who, you know, have been listening to the show on a regular basis. You may recall some time ago, I spoke about the challenges I was having with, you know, my ex-husband, the father of three of my children. And there was quite a huge issue around him physically hitting my eldest son of the three that I've had with him. I've got four of my own children. I was then beside myself because my three children ran away from their father. They were spending some time with him, and they came back to us and didn't want to go back to their father, and I was beside myself. Anyway, I'd actually been calling for intervention on this particular issue for about 2 or 3 years already, because we were just having so many issues with him and my children. And the main one who was getting the bulk of the flack was my 15-year-old son. Anyway, as it so worked out, I handed it over to my guides and that, and I said to them, you know, I don't know what to do anymore, but especially my 15-year-old, he cannot be subjected to what his father is doing to him anymore. And I'd already gone to see lawyers. It was going to cost me an arm and a leg to take, you know, to take the whole legal route. So I was left no choice but to hand it over. Lo and behold, to my utter shock, and it was a Uranus moment, my son was accepted into another school, which is about an hour and a half's drive from where I live, but he'd been accepted into the hostel, the boarding school, which meant, okay, although I'm not getting to see him much right now because he's having to stay there and abide to all the school rules and what have you, he's out of his father's clutches. And that was the way it played out. And in actual fact, although I was trying to get that my children stay with me full time and only see their father, supervised visitation, when I handed it over, it manifested so that my son went to this new school, a school he really wanted to go to. He absolutely really wanted to be in the hostel. He is as happy as a pig in Palestine, and he's out of the clutches of his father. So that's a perfect example of how I had to surrender and hand this whole situation over, and they took care of it in that way. So even though, you know, my heart is shattered that I'm not seeing my child, you know, as often as usual, at least where he is far happier than what he was having to spend time with his father. So, but under normal circumstances, if I did not have my spiritual knowledge and the life that I lead, I would have probably been beside myself because I would have done something very irrational and stupid maybe just to try and get my children to safety, whereas, you know, legal procedures was not going to work. I did not know what else to do other than to hand it over. So I hope maybe that encourages some of you as well who are having challenges and you can't see the wood for the trees and you don't know where it's going to all end up. Be clear on what you want to happen. Like, for instance, mine was, I want my son out of the clutches of his father because he was doing serious damage. And it happened in the most benevolent outcome possible, which I also intended. And whatever needs to be in accordance with the highest will of my children's souls is also what needed to play out. And it did. It worked out like that beautifully. So, you know, if you can manage that level of just letting go and, you know, not wanting too much sort of confirmation and things on stuff, then it definitely does work in your favor. And it also helps to have someone there who can encourage you in those moments. And here I must say I'm very blessed because I have an absolutely extraordinary husband who, you know, who is able through his own spiritual awakening as well to be there for me when my wheels come off. Because you know what? Little did I know when my husband went through his major spiritual awakening that it was going to open up a whole nother Pandora's box for me. It was absolutely amazing. But anyway, we don't have time for that. But what I'm saying is having someone there to piggyback you through those really rough times and sometimes grab you by the wrist and pull you over the edge of the cliff and bring you back onto solid ground, that is definitely very, very important. The support is imperative because, I mean, I've been doing this work full time for 21 years. It's not something I started a year or 24 months ago. 21 years I've been on this path. 21 years I've been doing this work. And I still need someone to pick me up, or as Katumi Agrippa says, scrape me off the floor with a butter knife when I've had my world come crumbling down and dealing with my own deconditioning process. I'm a human being that came here with lessons to learn, and part of my journey is to serve in the way that I do, but I've still got to deal with my shit. I've still got to rise above it. And so if we can be here for you, as that, you know, that support, if you don't have anybody that you can reach out to, then please let us be that for you. And, you know, reach out to Faith. As I say, my schedule is just so jam-packed, but I promise you, you are going to get what you need from Faith, because Faith is amazing when it comes to answering emails and that. So I'd really like to encourage you on that. So just know that we are aware of how hard it is, that this transition stage is daunting, it's scary, and a lot of people do not know what's going on. Is it safe to trust? Is it safe to surrender? Let us help you through this. And I think maybe, Faith, that is where our core source of support or compassion then needs to stem from in helping people.
Yes.
Do you agree?
Thank you for sharing. I do, and I really want to say thank you for sharing your personal story, because it's a great example of a deconditioning that was probably in place between your son and father with their Saturn. And it's a great example of what that looks like. Things get worse. That's how you know it's an area that's being deconditioned. And then how you handled it and how it worked out. I think it's a really good example of the, quote, process, because you know I love process. So anyway, I just wanted to say there's a process for that.
There's a process for everything, huh?
Amen, sister.
And if you can't find a process, get hold of Faith. She'll find one for you. Or she'll make one for you.
Oh, my God. Makes me purr.
Oh, gosh. That's awesome. Well, Faith, is there anything else we need to cover that we haven't covered yet that you think will be beneficial for our listeners? We've got 20 minutes left.
I just think we should mention, if somebody is interested in participating in the Gossamer Grids project that's going to start in a couple weeks, is that something that they can, I hate to say, email you? Would they go to book when, or how would you like them to?
Well, look, bookings will actually be closing. Where's my calendar on the wall? And let me just get bookings. I'm going to actually close on Tuesday, the 8th of March. If you would like to book for the Gossamer Grids, you can send your booking to bookings@palaceofpeace.net. If you would like to know more about the Gossamer Grids, just pop me an email that you would like more details. Just put in your subject line details on Gossamer Grids, and I'll just forward that email to you quickly. But yes, all bookings will close on the 8th. We're actually quite a big group already, which is going to be awesome. The bigger the group, the better, because that means there's more more vessels, more channels downloading those energies, which means the radiance of the energies that each person integrates through these downloads then becomes a Gossamer Grid radiator almost as such. And all people participating, receiving the downloads, especially healers and therapists and counselors, you know, once your Gossamer Grids are fully integrated over this 7 to 8 week process, you are then automatically activated, and you start just with your presence, your gossamer grids activate the energies within that person or around that person, which then can either, you know, inspire them to connect with their own gossamer templates or obviously resistance. But that's par for the course. So if you're interested, please, by the 8th of March, I would appreciate it. Then we will be closing all of our bookings for that.
So do you want questions about it to go to bookings@palaceofpeace.net as well?
Well, if people know already, I would rather just, if you want inquiries about the Gossamer Grid, send it to michelle.palaceofpeace@gmail.com with, in capital letters, in your subject line, please put there inquiry Gossamer Grids. I will send you the full write-up, and then you can do your bookings at bookings@palaceofpeace.net. If you know about the Gossamer Grids already, what it's entailing, or you just feel that you want to participate, it's $200 for the entire 7 weeks. The 8th week, I will be Faith and I will be setting up a webinar as a final wrap-up and support for the 7 weeks, which entails a live channeling every Wednesday for those 7 weeks, as well as a whole bunch of written information, a weekly message that comes to all of you. So it's a very intensive process in terms of the level of energy that we're dealing with, because it's upgrading our chakras in relation to the planetary spirits. It's downloading the codes of the upgraded energies of these planetary spirits. So now we're dealing with most of the higher octave energies of all these planets, but also integrating the higher octave energies of the constellations as well. So this takes us all into a much deeper level and understanding of our blueprint and of our astrology. And the Gossamer Grids are holding these very finely tuned energies, which are designed to amplify the intention of securing the download of the blueprint for the Golden Age of Peace. And this is another level of those Gossamer Grid energies and what it's representing. And it's vitally important that, you know, you only choose to be a part of these Gossamer Grids if you really feel that energy is talking to you. And even better, if you don't need to know the details, you just want to participate, that's a big yes on the inside that your soul wants to do this. So, it's so much happening. And unfortunately, with my workload being the way it has been, to just get everything done, you know, and up on my website has been a bit of a challenge, because I do all of that work myself. So, unfortunately, being a mother and a wife and doing this work, I've become really good at stretching time. But even sometimes time says, come on, Michelle, I'm exhausted. I will just leave me alone now.
Yeah,
so
yeah, no kidding.
I've got to give time a break as well.
Michelle, what I can do is put a link to your newsletter about the Gossamer Grids on the Facebook area on our page right below this show. That should
Brilliant.
Help for inquiries.
That will awesome. Thank you. If everyone directly will really, 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 really help me. Thank you
so
much.
I'll do
so
that
much.
As soon as we hang up. Sure. I think that's a great idea. Because it's a process.
Yep.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, Faith and her processes. Oh, great.
Well, thank
Alrighty.
You, Michelle. Did
well,
you want to check in with the caller? Does he have any questions or anything to add?
No, let me have a look. Oh, no, he's dropped the call. So he was probably satisfied with what we were saying and didn't have anything to add there. So thank you anyway for calling in there. I think it was Greg, if I'm not mistaken. So we appreciate that. And as we say, encouraging our listeners to call in, even if it's you're just going through a really trying time with the transition, not completely understanding all the challenges facing you at the moment, you are more than welcome to call in. And either Faith or myself will help you, if not both of us. we are here, and this is how we are giving back and wanting to help those of you who just can't see the wood for the trees at the moment, or perhaps just having difficulty understanding the jargon that comes with all these changes, transitions and upgrades, and you know what that all means. Phone in with your questions, and as Faith has said, please email her with suggestions regarding what more you would like us to cover. Is there more explanations you need regarding what we're speaking about? Do you need it in simpler terms? We are happy to do that. And Faith, with her processes, is brilliant at simplifying the complicated stuff that I speak about, because sometimes I don't realize, I'm saying it in very basic terms, but it also still sounds very complicated. So this is where Faith and I make a really good team, and I absolutely love working with you, Faith. And thank you so much for being here with me to co-host. And next week we shall be together. We're going to be same time, same place, Faith.
Oh, sure, Michelle. What would you like to discuss?
Well, let's have a look and see what this week's activation week is going to bring up. I'm sure it's going to bring up a lot of stuff. So let's
Good,
have
I
a look and see what
that.
These... I beg your pardon?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to speak. I said, good, I was hoping you'd say that.
So, yes, I think let's cover the energies that come up during the activation week with all the dispensations being released into Mother Earth's atmosphere. And I'd also like to invite any of our guardians that are participating during the activation week who would also like to call in next week, Tuesday, which is actually the last day of the activation week, and like to share with us. That'll be great. And Faith, you and I are both going to be going through the activation week. In actual fact, I've got one of our guardians coming to spend the activation week with me. Some of you know her as Lena Hoogland, and Lena is one of our highly adept security team who is in charge of making sure that all the energy grids remain stable, and you know, if there's any interference from unwanted energy. So I'll have a chat to Lena and ask if she would like to share some protection tips with us, or what it is that she does, because she'll be here with us. I hope that's not the day she leaves. Sorry if that's the day she leaves, but if not, then I'll ask Lena to do that. If I do have my timing all wrong and she has left, I'll then maybe organize for the week after that she then phones in from Sweden, or if she leaves some interesting information for us. But let's have a look and see what next week brings.
I love it. That's great. Thank you so much, Michelle. I love doing this with you, too. It's just fantastic. Thank you for everybody's listening and sharing.
Yes, thank you very much. I second that. And big ditto on everything to you, Faith. You're awesome. You rock, girlfriend.
You do, too. I love you.
Okay, everyone. Thank you. And we'll see you next week. To all our guardians, wonderful, wonderful start to our activation week tomorrow. And may the force of Uranus and Mercury and Saturn take us through this amazing time. So thank you, everyone. Bye-bye, Faith.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.